Welcome back to the High School Show. I'm here with Gene and Kate from North Shore Horizons. So thank you guys for coming in, and could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thank you for having us. My name is Gene Sewell. I'm the Executive Director of North Shore Horizons, which is Lake County's resource for information, services, and programs for domestic violence and sexual assault victims and survivors.
Yes, thank you. My name is Kate Cobbs. I am the New Beginnings Program Lead at North Shore Horizons.
And could you tell us what North Shore Horizons is?
North Shore Horizons is the resource center and the service center for Lake County as it pertains to domestic violence and sexual assault. We provide educational outreach services as well as services directly to the victim.
And could you tell us what services are provided by North Shore Horizons?
We offer a multitude of services. We have a New Beginnings housing program. We offer a support group Tuesday evenings. We offer supervised visitation, advocacy for those who have experienced domestic violence as well as sexual assault. I believe we also have a victim offenders program. Am I missing anything?
We have a 24-hour crisis line that people can access at any time of day. And we also have, what else do we have? We also have legal advocacy that allows victims that need orders for protection, that need harassment restraining orders, or that are just wanting some assistance with understanding the court process if the courts are involved in their particular situation.
So if there's someone who comes to you for help, is there a specific set-in-stone process they have to follow?
There's not. As an advocate, we are there to be a listening ear and give those who come in options for wherever they may want to go from there, for those resources they may need. And we really leave it up to the clients who come to us to make decisions on what they need and where they'd like to go with it.
I said the word advocate. Could you explain what that is?
Yes, an advocate is someone who is there to, first of all, listen to those who have experienced domestic violence and sexual assault, and also be someone who can lay out resources for them, give them options on what they would like to do next, as well as help them with things like harassment restraining orders and orders for protection in the court process system.
And could you tell us what domestic violence really is?
Domestic violence is a wide variety of things. And most often we think of domestic violence as physical violence, and we look for bruising and you know, we've all seen the posters of the battered woman. In actuality, domestic violence spans not only violence to women, but also violence to men and violence within the LGBTQ communities. And so we focus on serving all of them, all of the people who might experience domestic violence. But it doesn't stop, or it doesn't necessarily start at physical violence, and bruises are not always visible. One can be damaged and bruised internally by being involved in a domestic violence relationship. Domestic violence is all about power and control, and people can be controlled through a multitude of means, whether it be financial abuse, isolation, psychological abuse. It is about taking over a person's life and limiting their ability to make independent decisions for themselves, and belittling them so that their self-esteem becomes so low that they don't always believe that they can make appropriate decisions for themselves. And we're here to help people understand, to regain themselves, and to help them understand that they can get back to where they were before and be confident and be successful and be independent.
And you said power and control, and you were talking about a power and control wheel earlier. So could you describe how people could find that and to see all the spokes of it, I guess?
Absolutely. You can see, you can Google for a power control wheel. We also have those resources on site at North Shore Horizons, and they can be found on our website as well, which is www.northshorehorizons.org. And you can see the power control wheel along with other resources there as well.
And where are you guys located as well?
We're located at 127 7th Street here in Two Harbors.
And you also have a 24-hour crisis line. Could you describe that?
Yeah, we have the 24-hour crisis line is for individuals who may be experiencing sexual assault and domestic violence in a crisis situation and need someone to talk to or assist with resources. And that is open 24 hours a day. You would call our office line, and after hours it gets transferred to an advocate to speak with. And that number is going to be 218-834-5924.
Oftentimes we get calls on the crisis line from law enforcement who are actually on scene. And we have a good working relationship and a good partnership with law enforcement. And if they are called out to a domestic or if they are involved with a sexual assault victim, they will make immediate contact with us so that we can let the victim know that we're there and provide that immediate crisis support, and certainly encourage them to reach out to us when throughout the process should they need additional assistance or just want to talk.
So what other outreach services are provided by North Shore Horizons?
We provide education and outreach, which means we make ourselves available at any time to speak to groups, whether it be service organizations or businesses. And we also provide education within the classroom regarding online safety, healthy relationships, and for the younger students, personal safety and personal space and keeping ourselves safe.
We were talking about earlier how a healthy relationship model is really important for especially younger people, and how could that be described further?
Oftentimes, and you hear oftentimes about the cycle of violence and how it repeats itself and it's generational. And one of the reasons that is because if you grow up in a dysfunctional household, that's your model for relationships. And it's very, very important that we open a dialogue with young people so that they know what the characteristics of a healthy relationship is, that they know what the red flags are of an unhealthy relationship. And you know, the adage is true. We do what we know. And if what we know is unhealthy, we will repeat that until we learn that there are alternate ways to live and there are alternate ways to do things and there are alternate decisions that we can make that enhance our lives rather than repeating the experiences we had as children.
And also there were three different organizations or places, which were Safe Harbor, Lifehouse, and Day One. Could you describe those as well?
Safe Harbor is actually a law in the state of Minnesota. It used to be that if someone was sex trafficked, for example, they were engaging in prostitution, or if they were exchanging sex for basic needs, food, shelter, clothing, that it used to be that if they had contact with law enforcement, they were actually treated as juvenile delinquents, or as if they were contacted as young adults, they would be actually prosecuted in the legal system as adult criminals. That is no longer the case in the state of Minnesota. Anyone 24 years and younger are viewed as victims if they're engaging in that behavior. And so rather than punish them and have them be held criminally liable, they can now not be afraid to reach out for help and receive help through the programs that Minnesota now offers. And one of the programs that we have locally is in Duluth, and it's called Lifehouse. And they have a drop-in center as well as housing and young adults and juveniles who are in bad situations are encouraged to reach out to them. And they can help them with mental health services, with any sort of assistance that they need in order to become independent and to move away from the lifestyle that they may be engaging in at that time.
And I understand you also have a fundraising event at some point?
We sure do. Next Thursday, April 11th, is Taste of the North. It is our 18th annual Taste of the North. It's our largest fundraiser of the year. And you can get tickets, and your ticket allows you to taste culinary fare from 13 different restaurants, as well as our famous local Castle Danger Brewery will be doing some beer tasting. There is live music. There is a raffle. There is a silent auction. And in addition to that, there is a heads and tails game for another large prize. All of this is packed into 2 hours, and you can listen to live music and enjoy a variety of foods from wonderful restaurants up and down the shore that year after year donate their time and their skill in order to support our programs. And again, it's on April 11th from 6 to 8, and you can purchase tickets in advance from any staff or board member, and you can also get them at the door. If you'd like to join us, it's at Superior Shores.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to talk about then?
I think all we want to do is to let people know that we're here to help, and you don't have to be a victim in order to reach out for some education, some ideas. Life is hard now with technology and social media, and there are so many different avenues that can be difficult to travel, and we can provide assistance with that and help to give some direction as to how to keep yourself safe in all of those different venues.
Could you tell us some of that contact information again?
We can be reached by phone at 218-834-5924, at our office at 127 7th Street in Two Harbors, with our crisis line, which is, again, 218-834-5924. And
You can email any one of us. Our general info email is info@northshorehorizons.org.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
We'll be right back on the High School Show on KTWH LP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota.